This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can talk about whatever you want. If you dial in, toll free, 800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of good stuff for you. It's all free, all of it. The live streaming, the bulletin board system, the archives, all on the house. All we ask for you to do is vote for us once a month. In fact, hundreds of you have already gone and done so this month. So to those of you who have, thank you very much. If you haven't yet gone, go to vote.freetalklive.com. That will take you straight over to podcastalley.com, where we are currently the number one podcast in the world.
It's good news.
Thanks to you. And we still need votes because the voting goes on all month long. And so if you haven't voted, go to vote.freetalklive.com. And then once you're done with that, shoot off an instant message to all your friends and family members and tell them about our show and ask them to vote for us.
Last month we were number one until the 18th.
That's correct.
And it garnered us news from the London Financial Times.
And Chicago Tribune.
The Chicago Tribune.
Yeah.
That's huge for us.
Free coverage.
That gives us more listeners and better chances of being on more radio stations.
Exactly.
We really need that if we're going to grow.
By the way, point of information from last hour, we were talking about gun confiscation going on in New Orleans, and you asked the question, well, why didn't they confiscate guns in New York City after 9/11?
You asked that question.
I thought you asked that question. Well, anyway, the answer is because guns have already been made illegal in New York City, and I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Well, I'm sure you asked that question,
okay,
by the way, because it seemed to me that the answer to the question, I was sitting here thinking of the answer to the question being that, well, they weren't trying to drive people from their homes in New York City.
I see.
All right. Last hour, we were called by Dave from the Free State Project. He is in New Hampshire, and he's already moved. He's a member of the Free State Project.
Correct.
Well, so is every host that you hear on Free Talk Live. We're all members. We all believe strongly in the Free State Project, and we think that it's the only chance for liberty in our lifetimes. And when we say the only chance, we don't mean that we think there's another chance. There
is
no other chance.
Now is the time
for America to be free, except for the Free State Project.
I believe that fully.
Yeah, that's the endorsement of Free Talk Live. That's what we believe here.
And that's why we want you to go to their website.
We do. We want you to go to their website or give them a call. Toll free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project.
You know, when you've got people from around the world that are considering joining the Free State Project, there's something worth looking at.
Yeah, there's people going to move from other countries.
Well, we had Tom call from London the other day on the show, and he was telling us about the crazy liquor licensing laws that they have over in London. And I noticed, actually, that Tom had posted a message over at the Free State Project forums asking some questions about, you know, what it takes to come over here. And, I mean, that's a serious move. You think it's a big deal moving from Florida to New Hampshire or from the West Coast to New Hampshire? Imagine changing countries.
Yeah,
for
he
freedom.
Wants to be free, and that's what it's going to take to be free.
It takes that level of dedication. All right, so I wanted to kind of move on. Unless you want to talk about the Nolan situation, I think we're pretty much done with that, for at least for the time being. 800-259-9231, of course, if you want to take over the phones. This one actually kind of close to home here in the Tampa Bay area from a little town called Bradenton. Jeffrey,
hey, that's where I was born.
That's right.
I wasn't born in Bradenton, but I grew up in Bradenton.
Jeffrey Gutierrez just couldn't keep quiet one evening when he saw undercover police hanging around his neighborhood. That's the police! That's the police! He yelled, pointing to the plainclothes officers in a nearby truck. Well, he was right, and the police were not amused. Officers in a marked police car showed up a few minutes later and hauled Gutierrez off to jail on the misdemeanor charge of obstruction of justice. State prosecutors dropped the case within weeks, however, saying the Bradenton man had a free speech right to tell the whole neighborhood about the presence of the undercover officers, so long as the man wasn't a lookout for the drug dealers on the corner or otherwise conspiring with them. And as it turns out, he wasn't. The case highlights the long-standing clash between free speech rights and the clandestine nature of some police investigations. I guess it's highlighting that clash, and it's unfortunate that there is even such a clash. It would seem to me that freedom of speech is incontrovertible, and it doesn't matter what the police are doing with their little investigations. If your guys are so slipshod as to reveal the fact that they are undercover police, if they're so sloppy that it's obvious to even just some guy on the street that there are cops in the neighborhood, I think they deserve to be pointed out. Maybe they'll get a little bit better as a result of it. Maybe they'll be a little bit more careful next time.
You know, I'm not quite so adamant about it. I'm sort of the opinion that cops are generally doing a good job, but this is probably, usually the stakeout has to do with a vice crime, seems to me.
That's true. That's what it was here. That's what it was in this case, drugs.
Not real fond of, you know, the whole vice law thing. I think that it's a waste of my tax-paying time.
Well, yeah, so, you're enforcing on people that are voluntarily choosing to do certain things, whether it be using drugs or hiring a prostitute or gambling. Nobody's being hurt in the case of these vice crimes. Nobody. You could argue that, well, somebody that's hiring a prostitute, he's at risk for getting a sexually transmitted disease and or possibly giving a sexually transmitted disease. But that's the risk that both of those consenting individuals are taking.
Yeah, that sounds remarkably close to consent to me.
Oh, it's definitely consent.
Yeah.
Undercover narcotics detectives are supposed to be the most invisible officers on the force. They wear black hoods when they make an arrest. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they wear ski masks.
Oh, well, when they say hoods, it sounds different.
Okay.
Sounds like somebody operating a guillotine would wear. Unlike other officers, their names and job descriptions are not public record. Blowing an officer's cover could ruin a case and potentially get him killed. Prosecutors in Florida appellate courts say that free speech includes the right to disclose an undercover officer's identity. Police Chief Michael So-and-so said in an interview that his department will continue to arrest residents who interfere and therefore jeopardize an undercover officer's investigation. He says that's obstruction. To say it's not is absurd. Well, too bad for you, buddy. I don't feel sorry for these cops at all. What, we all just all of a sudden lose our right to freedom of speech because the undercover cops happen to be in the neighborhood? I think it's outrageous, personally. And, of course, you're right. It's all because of the vice crimes. If it weren't for the war on drugs, really, what would you even need undercover work for? Maybe to infiltrate a gang of bank robbers or squad of rapists or something like that? Really, what could you possibly need undercover work for?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose the mafia?
Yeah, but the mafia only traffics in vice, for the most part.
Mostly, yeah.
I mean, the mafia picks up the ball. Whenever the government makes something illegal, then the mafia, somebody picks up the phone to the boss, and, hey, boss, they just passed a law against cigarettes. They're going to ban cigarettes now. Excellent, Jimmy. Let's get in touch with the manufacturers.
That's not how the mafia talk. They go, Jimmy.
Get a hold of the boss.
Get yourself a bar. Get yourself an 18-wheeler. Let's load that sucker up. You know, they jump on the ball.
Deal you can't review.
Right. They jump on the ball when something is made illegal, because that's their business.
Well, they are the alternative to government. They are the force.
They're the illegal protection agency.
They are the real illegal protection agency. And where the government won't regulate, the mafia will.
Yeah, and if you mess with the mafia, then you're in pretty big trouble.
If you mess with the government, you're in pretty big trouble, too.
Which might be one reason why some people on this show ask the question why it is that the drugs are still illegal. Even after all these decades of having drugs be illegal and having the war on drugs fail and fail and fail and just more drugs on the streets, more drug users, harder drugs coming out. People, naturally, who are paying attention to the situation ask themselves, why does the government allow this to continue? Well, we've suggested in the past on this show that, well, one of the reasons is because the government people are profiting from it. The sheriffs and the people that are doing the enforcing they'd have to find some other bureaucracy to go work for. They'd have to transfer to a different department. They might even lose their jobs if the war on drugs were to go away.
Don't forget the prison guards.
Well, yeah, and the converse side of that is if the government people are risking losing their jobs, and the mafia is also being threatened as well, so you'd think they've got some lobbyists out there. Maybe the mafia is behind all these anti-drug anti-drug commercials and campaigns.
If drugs and prostitution were legalized, I can't imagine what they'd do.
Really, what would they do? That's a great question. What would the mafia do if there weren't prohibition? More coming back, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number, and you can call in about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the broadband version of the show there for you, as well as a dial-up version. It is totally free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about these cops. They are just so drunken with their power that they have. They just think they rule over everybody. They think that they have authority over everyone, and anything they do can't be questioned, and they're just in charge of you.
I don't think every cop feels that way.
No, not every cop does, but the ones at the upper echelons certainly do, and they act as though that they are in control of you. What we're talking about is a story out of Bradenton, Florida, very nearby to where we're doing this show from. There's a man named Jeffrey Gutierrez, age 25, arrested.
Gutierrez.
He couldn't keep quiet the other night when he was in his neighborhood. He noticed there were some undercover cops there, and he pointed them out. The cops then arrested him for it. Prosecutors dropped the charges because they said it was an obvious violation of his free speech rights. Thank goodness they dropped the charges, but they didn't drop them back in October 2002 because police have dealt with Mr. Gutierrez before. When he was arrested on obstruction charges back then, after he chased a police cruiser on his bicycle and yelled at two officers. When he refused to get out of the road, an officer yanked him off the bike, put him on the ground, and handcuffed him. Gutierrez was upset that his brother, George, was being taken away for obstruction after refusing to cooperate in a domestic battery investigation. Do you have an obligation? Is this part of your social contract, man, which that you apparently signed at some point in your life? Did it say in the social contract that you have an obligation to just do whatever it is the cops want you to do? Otherwise, it's obstruction of justice?
I don't think so, no. I think that cops are citizens, and certainly they should be afforded a certain amount of power to be able to do their jobs expeditiously. Mm. I don't think they should be forestalled in every direction. But I think that their jobs should be limited in scope. I think that they should be protecting people from violent crimes, not out enforcing these vice crimes. That's where these police departments see so much growth, is vice crimes.
Here's what a case supervisor from the county had to say. It's just, it's frustrating for the police. Sure, if cops were never allowed to disguise themselves as not cops, you'd never be able to make vice busts. Good. Good. You shouldn't be making vice busts. Leave people alone. In fact, if drugs were legal, and what they were doing here, by the way, was they set up several undercover officers posing as street dealers and as users. They were selling and buying crack cocaine on apparently up there in Bradenton, which is apparently a heavy drug activity area. The undercover truck was equipped with video and audio equipment. And then after there was one bust that went down on the street, Gutierrez, who has lived in the neighborhood and has relatives there, pulled up behind the undercover truck, honked his horn, pointed at the vehicle, and shouted to people on the street, shouted out, "That's the police." And then, of course, the cops arrested him straight after that. Even though they dropped the charges in this case, the cops are insisting that they will continue to arrest people who are so-called obstructing justice. And of course they will, because there's no reason for them not to. None of the cops that arrested this guy are going to be punished for this, even though they dropped the charges and Mr. Gutierrez is going to be able to go home and he's okay after all this. The cops can just arrest as many people with these charges as they want to. They don't care if they get thrown out of court because they got them out of their hair, see? So if there's somebody obstructing their justice, they'll just arrest that person, take them to jail, let them go through the process, and they don't care if they get, you know, the charges are dropped. They got out of their hair for that one night.
Yeah.
So, clearly, this is, you know, it's not going to make any sort of difference to the way they behave in the future.
Well, if more people act like Mr. Gutierrez did, then they'll just never be able to get any work done.
What if more people acted like Mr. Gutierrez did? What if they did? In fact, my fiance, Ms. Jackie, she was at the St. Petersburg Airport, or the Tampa Airport, earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there, obviously, public location, the airport. She actually had one of her friends, a little four-year-old girl with her. She noticed there was a black gentleman who was being harassed by two cops. This guy was in the airport, probably waiting for somebody to arrive on a plane. He had a backpack with him. And she noticed that the cops were asking this guy some questions. She got up from the table she was sitting at, because she was also waiting for someone to arrive on a plane. And she went over and sat down right at the table right next to the cops where they were interviewing this guy. The cops said, let's move over here. They took the guy and they moved their little operation over to another table. So my lady got right up and followed them right on over to the table that they took this guy over to. And she sat down again. And she actually said something to they looked at her, and I don't know what they said. I wish she was here to tell the story, but she's not. And she said something to them. They said, you're obstructing police business. You don't need to be here. And she says, excuse me? This is my business. You're my servants. And she basically made a statement like that. Like, look, you're supposed to be serving me. This is my business. They couldn't say anything to her. Of course, they couldn't do anything to her because they were in a public place. Now, if this was a back alley, I'm sure things would have gone differently. But in this case, it was the airport. There were other people around. So they started asking this this guy some more questions. The guy with the backpack. They were like, oh, what are you doing here? What do you got in the backpack there, buddy? And she actually was giving this guy advice. She said she would interrupt and she would say, you don't have to answer that question. You don't have to show him what's in your backpack. And so as a result of her kind of stepping into this situation, apparently she gave the guy who the cops were questioning the courage to actually refuse to be searched, to actually stand up to the cops. And I think she might have prevented somebody's rights from being violated that night. I think more people should stand in the way of this garbage. I think more people should get in the police's face like this. When you see somebody's rights being violated, don't just stand on the side of the road and, you know, shrug your shoulders and be glad for yourself that it wasn't you that the cops were harassing. Now, again, she happened to be in public, so it was a good opportunity for her. She certainly was taking a slight risk at that point.
I don't know. I mean, my thought on this is you never know what you're getting involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Manwich's rules of social engagement is don't stick your nose in that you don't know what's going on. But I like the idea of Cop Watch,
yeah,
which is a group that isn't a small group in more or less just one town where...
Berkeley, California,
where they take video cameras around. They keep an eye on the cops.
Yeah.
They record things that are going on.
They don't like that.
And I bet they don't.
Mm-mm.
But what they can do in front of the camera, the camera's not giving anybody any advice or anything like that. It's
nope,
just keeping an eye on the cops. I like that.
I like that, too. And it's the same kind of idea. The idea that citizens are watching the police instead of the cops just kind of hovering over all of us. We're gonna put a check on you. We're going to keep an eye on you to make sure you're behaving. Even with the cameras out, Cop Watch people, I actually saw one of their clips. The cops still threatened the cameraman. I mean, they didn't have any compunctions about threatening him, you know. They weren't actually coming right out and saying that they would do something to him. They were just kind of alluding to the threats. They were kind of skirting around the threats, basically telling him he needed to go away and go find somewhere else to go shoot his video footage. So, even though you do have a camera, they're still going to be very angry at you. And obviously, getting in front of the cops and messing with them is going to possibly make you a target for future retaliation against the cops. But I think that the principle holds true. If more people were to let the cops know that we still have rights in this country and we're not afraid to let you know about it, and we're not afraid of you anymore. This is your show. What do you think about that? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of the bulletin board system we've got there for you. Over 800 users registered and interacting, and over about almost 45,000 posts for you to surf around through. Like everything at freetalklive.com, it is totally free, so be sure you go and check that out. And also get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. You can go to their website every week for limited-time offers on fresh flowers at fantastic values. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. They have other gifts beyond flowers at 1-800-Flowers.com. So call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com is your florist of choice.
Get a gift anywhere in the world.
There you go. Hey, got an email from Andrew. You can email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. He says, hi, I was listening to your August 28th show, and you talked about...
Jeez, I don't remember back that far.
You talked about how so many libertarians talk and don't actually act. Yeah, what I was talking about is if you go to your local libertarian meeting, for instance, if they even have one, you'll find that at most of them, and I'm sure there are exceptions to this rule, but at most of them it's like a debate club. It's like a little get-together once a month, get-together and just argue about politics. And that's nice, and it has its place. I mean, gosh, we do it every night here on the show. But if you're part of a political group that's aiming to make change in the world, shouldn't you be doing things? That's my kind of critique of the way the Libertarian Party works. And this is something that affects, I think, all political parties. Because you've got a group of... Actually, it affects all groups. Whenever there's a group of two people, you then have two individuals with different thoughts trying to work out decision-making. When you have three people, now there's three people trying to agree on certain things.
Yeah.
Bring in more than three people, and you got a crowd, okay?
It's a mess.
Yeah, trying to get a more than three individualists, especially libertarians. I mean, trying to get libertarians to agree on something is, some people have described it as trying to herd cats, basically. I mean, it's impossible. So it's very, very difficult.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
To get libertarians to get things done. So that was my critique. Anyway.
Cat herding is a bad, bad job.
Right.
And, you know, the guy at the pet, at the animal grooming place that has to wash the cats, really, really bad job. That's got to be a terrible job, cat washing.
So, continuing with Andrew's email, he says, I personally don't consider myself as a libertarian or anything else, really. But on the subject of talking and not acting, I wanted to say that I'm personally scared of acting. It's gotten to the point, he says, in this country, we're acting even if it's just protesting peacefully or talking on the internet or otherwise, could get you put in jail. The Patriot Act and so on are just excuses for the government to be able to do whatever it wants to you, especially if you're saying something bad about them. Now, we get on the air 6 nights a week and say bad things about the government, and they've yet to do anything to us, but of course we're not exactly the number one talk show.
I would think that it was, we're certainly well within our rights and all that stuff, but I would certainly think that the people that were at the Republican National Convention that were in the free speech zones that look like concentration camps, they were well within their rights too. I mean, you can find an example to support either one of these, you know, either side of this story.
He says, I'm saying this and I'm only 18 years old. I've seen the government change drastically in only the last 5 years. I hate how things are. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, paranoid psycho that's afraid to speak and lead a normal life, but I'm honestly afraid of protesting or otherwise. My father's from Iran, and a lot of his friends are also. One of them is a
Iran. Your choice.
Okay, just like Quebec or Quebec.
No, no. Iran is a sentence, okay?
Uh-huh. Iran. A lot of his friends are also. One of them is a nuclear engineer who has a doctorate in nuclear engineering, a bachelor in physics, and a master in business. After September 11th, he was photographed outside his house by someone in a black SUV. Probably not a paparazzi. But my point is that this man is 53 years old. He dresses like a nerd and doesn't know what in the world a terrorist is, nor does he care. But because of his background, he apparently needs to be photographed. At the time, he was working at a bank in an internet security department, and I just basically think that this is a very sad time in our country. I agree with that, Andrew. Our people have no freedom, and we're being intimidated by our own government.
I think we've got more freedom than many countries on Earth.
Yeah, we have limited freedom. Throughout, he says, intimidated by our government throughout the television. I don't get that.
Through the television?
I don't think that anything anybody does will change anything. Whew, talk about defeatist. I mean, we hear some defeatist stuff on this show, these conspiracy paranoid kooks calling in with their defeatist mantra, but that's quite a statement. I don't think that anything anybody does will change anything. He says, I just hope that it will change. So,
well, it's not going to change without people doing something.
Right, unless you join the fight. Andrew, why do you want to just sit back and, you know, cross your fingers and hope that Free Talk Live can do it for you and hope that the, you know,
we can't.
The Free State Project's going to be able to pull it off without your help? Because for every single one of you people that feels this way, and we know there are a lot of you out there because we've talked to you on the phones before.
Mm-hmm.
When you're calling in and you ask, what do we do? We're losing our freedoms. What do we do about it? And we suggest the Free State Project, and then somebody always comes back with, well, that's an interesting idea.
But it's useless. It's not going to work.
Yeah, nothing will ever work.
Yeah.
And that's what, and I say to that, why don't you just kill yourself then? I mean, if you really feel like you're not free, Andrew, and I agree with you, man, that we still have plenty of freedoms left in
There's
this country. They're dripping away as time goes on, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. They're under siege, and the only thing we can do is defend them as best we can.
Right, and you don't defend your freedoms by sitting back and hoping somebody else will take care of it for
because
you.
Because that hasn't worked so far.
Right.
Also, you know, we must sound like a broken record when it comes to the Free State Project. Some people have got to be tired of hearing about it, but it really is the only solution that we can come up with.
You know, I'd love to hear a different one. Yeah, gosh, if you have a solution, the phones are open. 1-800-259-9231.
There's been a lot of people writing their congressmen.
For a long time.
And all the government's done has got bigger and bigger.
And we love Downsize DC, and we're going to have Jim Babka on from DownsizeDC.org, and that's an organization devoted to helping people, making it easier for them to write their congresspeople. And I think they've got a really cool strategy, and again, we'll be talking to him about what they're going to be doing. So I think there's still some lifeblood left in that, and I think Downsize DC is going to manage to milk it for everything it's worth.
I think they definitely make it more efficient.
However,
and
it's going to take
almost every time they tell me to.
It's going to take more than that, though. It's going to take more than you just contacting your congressman. You know, it's going to take people coming down with pitchforks and rifles to your congressman's office.
Well, your congressman only believes that the only way to solve problems is by passing laws.
Right. They're lawmakers, so what do you know?
What else are they going to do? If you ask a surgeon to fix a problem, you don't think he's going to give you herbal medicine, do you? Stupid?
Exactly.
He's not. So you can't ask the lawmakers to fix the giant government problem we have. The only way they can figure out to do it is make the government bigger. Let's have some more oversight here. We need a committee.
So this is what they want, Andrew. This is what the people in power want. They want you to feel hopeless. They want you to feel like there's nothing I can do. I'm just going to watch some TV. I give up. That's what they want. They want apathy. They want people to not care. They want people to figure it's hopeless and just go on with their lives. They're slave lives, because we're all part slaves because of what the government has done to us. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What are you going to do?
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And man, we're
talking about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and grab up the archives. The last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the site. In fact, we'll go back even farther than six days. If you scroll past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will provide you with months worth of the show. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. So, 800-259-9231, your show. Let's go to the phones to Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to bring up the topic of what things you can do for liberty.
Okay. Right, because we had Andrew write in, and he feels hopeless. He feels helpless against this rising tide of big government and feels like there's nothing he can do. What can he do?
I think it's fairly simple. I mean, I joined the Libertarian Party. And we went out to an outreach booth here in Minnesota for about 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the fourth largest fair in the United States, and so it's a huge opportunity to meet lots of people. And we probably gave out 1,000 brochures and had 500 people probably take the world's smallest political quiz, and
cool.
many of them found out that they were libertarian. I had to explain to them what that meant and to give them a brochure, and then that light bulb was going off and going, yeah, I've never really liked it, either one of these parties. And so, I mean, that's one simple way to do it, to find organizations. It could be the Free State Project. It could be, you know, whatever organization that you think is best for liberty. You could also use your talent. I happen to create websites for a living, and so I use that for various things, for party purposes or whatever. And maybe you're good at speaking or marketing, computer programming, whatever it is, fixing things, you know, use those things to help your either local party or local organization to get out there.
Yeah, if you're scared of some sort of retribution on the behest of the government, then there's definitely some behind-the-scenes work that can be done. That, you know, if you don't want to go out to a protest, there's plenty of other things you can do. Write letters to the editor. Like you were saying, Corey, there's plenty of quiet little church mouse things for liberty that you
well,
can be doing.
Now, Ian, you're quite a protester. You've gone out and done, I can't tell you how many outreaches. Must be 50?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Something like
I've
that.
I've done lots
the worst
of
you've
outreach.
Done, the worst is you've been accosted by is the postmaster of a
the postmaster
town.
General threatened to call the cops on me.
Look at that. It's terrifying.
Right. I think one thing is that people get down because they think, well, you know, the Libertarian Party, you know, it could be the best party we have, but they keep getting 1% or 2%. But here's the thing is that when a party gets, you know, 5% or maybe 10% in a bigger election, at a point maybe where they can make, you know, get more media attention, then the media pays attention and says this is the best third party, you know, best alternative party to the two-party system.
That's true.
And so, I mean, it's just a matter of time. I think it's just a matter of time, and you definitely need to be involved in order to make it happen. You can't just sit on the sidelines and say, I'm going to wait for someone else to do it. You have to take it by the horn.
I agree with you that it is a matter of time. However, I think that, as much as I love the Libertarian Party and, the Libertarian movement is much bigger than the Libertarian Party, there are a lot of people that join the Libertarian Party and then they get burned out. You know, they get burned out by all the internal politics, by all the internal disagreements that you experience at some of your meetings. Now, you guys are actually out there doing outreach, and that's good. But usually what it takes is for one person to just take the ball and go and set up the outreach events. That's what I had to do when I was doing the Libertarian Party thing, is just set up the events and do them and not ask permission, not try to get the group to consent to it. Just buy the stuff myself, get out there and do the activism.
That's what I do, Ian. But the thing is that when I do that, other people get excited, and they want to be a part of it. And we actually had 18 people at the booth.
Wow!
Over the course of the 12 days.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and then we signed up 60 people to become volunteers.
What you're doing is you're transferring your enthusiasm. You're taking your enthusiasm for liberty, and you're allowing other people to have doses of it. And like you're saying, it gets them excited. It gets them out there showing up to the event to actually reach out to people. And once you actually do your first outreach event, I mean, if that's the kind of activism you want to do, I think you're going to want to do more of it because I find it so rewarding.
Yeah, it's definitely rewarding, and it's fun to teach people about this stuff and get them excited about it and show them that there's a place for them. It's just not left and right, so that's basically what I want to say.
Well, just a second. Let me have a little something to say about the Libertarian Party. I think they're great. They're my party. But at the same time, I feel that they've been unsuccessful, at least especially on a national level. At one point we got almost 1 million votes.
Back in 1980, I think, yeah.
In 1980, we got 1 million votes, and it's gone downhill since then. And I feel that there's a certain loss of momentum, and I don't see that coming from anywhere. So I felt like the Free State Project, when I say it's our only hope, I'm really including the Libertarian Party in that statement.
And I think the Libertarian Party is going to soar in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Once the Free State Project gets a real foothold there, then the Libertarian Party might actually be a force to be reckoned with.
Here's the thing I think is that you need to first educate, and you also need a vehicle to get those ideas into office. Otherwise, if you have no party, then you've got, you're stuck with some great ideas. So.
Right, and of course, one of the constant battles that's being fought within the Libertarian Party, one of these internal conflicts is, well, do we focus on education or do we focus on running candidates, you know. So I mean, there's all these disagreements, and so I'm glad you're doing what you're doing.
Just do what you can,
Corey,
to get the word out. That's,
yeah,
you guys are doing a great job.
You just have to take the initiative. You can't sit around like the people in the bureaucrats in Nawlins and sit around and wait for orders. You just have to take initiative, decide what you're going to do for liberty, and just do it. Don't ask anybody's permission. Just do it.
Right, and you guys have also influenced me to get on the air as well. I'm just taking a spot on the radio here. We have 50,000 watts on a radio station here, so it's a big opportunity for me to talk to a lot of people.
How'd you get that gig?
Well, they're this promotional thing to have new people come on the radio on the weekend, and so I signed up for it. It's just you have to take initiative. You never know when opportunities are going
to
arise, and you've got
to
take
them. We need to sign up for that. Thanks
for the call, us
man.
On the air, man.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Mike is on the line. He's a conservative who likes the show. We're coming back with him. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. If you sneak your call in now, we might be able to get you on the air. 800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And man,
and if you dig what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you like the idea of a consistent pro-freedom, pro-liberty message getting out there to the American people and to the world as well. And you want to support the show? Join us at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for what, Manwich?
Advertise, market, and promote.
And what's that mean?
Well, it gives the listener the opportunity to help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, we need dollars.
Not much, though. All we're asking you for is $3 a month. I mean, that's a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right?
It Pretty much. The kind of coffee.
Yeah. I mean, cut back on one or two cups of coffee, and you got your $3 a month. If you like what we're doing, we're taking the $3 and we're turning it right back around into advertising for the show, advertising in industry publications, advertising around the internet. And so we want you to go check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. And plus, we're going to reduce commercial time once we reach our goal. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com.
I was kind of thinking about, the AMP program and how listeners have to benefit from it. And essentially, since we're sort of selling ad time to the listeners, once we reach our goal, we'll reduce our ad time by 25%. This is an opportunity for listeners to cut out the middleman. Because listeners want to do is support a show by going to advertisers. That's how it works on any show.
That's how it's worked in the past. We're changing that.
Right. Now you can use your ad dollars to support Free Talk Live directly. Cut out the middleman.
Let's go to the phones to the fun, too. Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Excellent, good. Mike.
Hey, yeah, I accidentally found you guys through iPodder, and I've been looking for something to listen to at work because I'm allowed to, and I have long hours and very late at night.
Fantastic.
And I've been completely and totally impressed with your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm one of those diehard conservatives that believes that government should be becoming smaller. And
oh, you're a real conservative.
I'm a real conservative, yeah.
Well, now, when you say you're conservative, what do you think about the drug war?
Drug war. Well, okay. Personally, I'm kind of on your guys' boat that, if you're playing around with weed, you're going to waste your time because it's going to be growing in basements. It's going to be the bigger stuff, I can see going after the bigger stuff.
Yep, where I started.
Real serious drugs. I mean,
took me about 2 years.
Yeah, the ones that really screw up people permanently.
Oh, but Manwich is—he's not completing his sentences. It took Manwich about 2 years to get over the position that you're at and totally come for full drug decriminalization, full drug legalization.
Yeah, we do have localized decriminalization.
Really?
For marijuana, yes.
In Ohio?
In this particular area, yes. And I'm not going to get into specifics to which area. But, yeah, it's just under, I think.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. I had an old friend of mine, Bob Garrett, used to live up in Cincinnati. He's the guy that does rejoins with a gravelly voice.
Oh, okay.
And he used to tell me that apparently the cops are pretty light on it up there.
Well, to a certain extent, it comes down to amount. It really does.
That's what he said.
I don't do it. I don't have any problems with anybody doing it. I know plenty of friends that have, smoked marijuana.
Mike, our time is short. How new are you to the show?
I've been listening. I've been listening for the last 2 weeks, but I've gotten a month and a half or 2 months of the show in.
Okay, good deal. Well, we're glad you're out there, and I wish we had more time to get into the drug war thing, because as you probably know by now, we're for the full end of the war on drugs. And
there are going to be a lot of conservative mics listening to this show as time goes by.
We'd love to have you call in at the beginning of an hour some night, and we'll just get into it with you and just find out how you feel about the war on drugs and talk to you about it. So thanks for the call, Mike. We want to hear from you again, okay?
Next week.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
And we are done for tonight's being here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.